Prime Minister Scott Morrison copped an egg to the head from a voter as he visited the Liberal-held seat of Farrer in southern New South Wales today. A 25-year-old woman has been arrested over the incident, but it's an apparently safe seat with a margin of 20%, so it's curious that Mr Morrison is choosing to campaign there at all. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more.
A protester approached the Prime Minister during an informal meet-and-greet session after today's well-attended CWA event. The egg appeared to bounce off Scott Morrison, but an elderly woman was knocked off her chair and onto the ground as security staff moved in to eject the protester. Mr Morrison then helped the woman up.
You OK? We'll give you a bit of a shock.
It's all right.
You OK?
Thank you.
It's all right, you'll be all right. Just got to steady. Maybe all the cameras could just... back off a bit, okay?
He later tweeted a vow to stand up to thuggery and people he described as idiots who invade farms. The protester spoke briefly to the media outside the event.
Did you intend for an older woman to fall over as well?
No, that was not my intent.
The drama unfolded as the Prime Minister attempts to shore up support for Liberal Junior Minister Susan Lee, who holds the seat of Farrer by a margin of 20%. But a strong vote for the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party in the recent New South Wales state election has the coalition fretting the seat could be under threat. Scott Morrison spoke with ABC Albury local radio presenter Bronwyn O'Shea ahead of his CWA appearance to spruik Susan Lee's credentials.
She's such a strong voice for rural and regional Australia. She's fearless.
But are you concerned about this so-called rise of independence?
No. I think what matters is that you have your members who listen carefully to their community.
And he parried questions about the biggest local issue, anger over the Murray-Darling Basin plan, which locals say is depriving the lower basin of the water they need to stay viable.
And we're seeking to manage this issue as best as we can, but it is a bipartisan initiative, the Murray-Darling Basin plan.
It's going to be a big election issue.
Well, I have no doubt about that. Water, of course, is a big issue.
It's a tough sell for the self-professed boy from the suburbs who, at the CWA event, reached back into his boyhood for tales that would connect with country voters, telling the audience of how he was sent to rural Queensland to work on a station as a 12-year-old.
A station just out of Cloncurry where my uncle ran the station. Billy Gilmore was his name.
Susan Lee was at the same event and avoided any mention of the tough local issues.
And just to thank the Prime Minister, I'd actually like to read a poem.
The composition came from a coalition supporter in Queensland who penned it after a recent visit from the Prime Minister following devastating floods there earlier this year.
Well, the country is in a sorry state. These floods have hurt us bad, killed our stock, wrecked our blocks, the sight depressing and so sad. It gives us hope to see this bloke. Of light he brings a glimmer. An ordinary man who understands is Billy Gilmore's ringer.
Little wonder there's palpable excitement. The election finish line's in sight.
One week to go. Yay.
That's Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese speaking on Sky News, where he was asked what he makes of the million or so voters who, according to the Australian Electoral Commission, are expected to have cast their ballots via pre-poll voting by the close of business this afternoon.
We only had our launch on Sunday. The government is still trying to find some policies to launch next Sunday, which will be after. By then, I should imagine there's a potential for 2 million people to vote.
Pre-poll voting opened 3 weeks out from the actual election day. Anthony Albanese says convenience is good, but there's a downside.
Is this three-week period too long?
Is a major incentive. Well, I would have thought that needs to be looked at.
In a rare moment of election trail bipartisanship, the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, agrees.
It does feel a bit long, 3 weeks.
That's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, ending that report from Tom Eagledon.